This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas said it launched missiles at Tel Aviv on Sunday for the first time in 4 months, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Air raid sirens blared in Tel Aviv on Sunday, sending residents running for cover for the first time in months. Hamas militant group said it had launched a missile attack on Israel's largest city. Video obtained by Reuters shows the remains of a rocket outside a school. Another rocket struck in Herzliya, north of Tel Aviv. The Israeli military said 8 projectiles were identified crossing from the area of Rafah, the southern tip of the Gaza Strip. It said a number of the projectiles were intercepted. Israel's emergency services said they'd received no reports of casualties. But the volley demonstrated the armed Palestinian group's resilience despite Israel's Gaza offensive.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. At least 8 people were killed on Sunday by Israeli strikes in villages across southern Lebanon, Lebanese security sources said. Hezbollah said on Sunday it mourned 4 of its fighters from Israeli strikes, and it responded to the attacks by launching dozens of rockets towards Israeli Army Reserve units along Israel's northern border. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, running in parallel to the nearly 8-month-long war in Gaza, has been the most intense since 2006. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Bangladesh evacuated nearly 800,000 people from vulnerable areas on Sunday as the country and neighboring India awaited the arrival of a severe cyclone that formed over the Bay of Bengal. The storm is expected to cross Bangladesh and India's West Bengal coast, with gusts up to 135 miles per hour, or kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. The UN estimates hundreds of people died in Friday's Big Papua New Guinea landslide, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The International Organization for Migration increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. They said they believe that more than 670 people are still under the soil. Serhan Aktoprak, the chief of mission of IOM in Papua New Guinea, spoke about the recovery operations.
As of yet, only 5 bodies could have been recovered, and 1 leg of an individual could be recovered, not the whole body.
Relief crews were moving survivors to safer ground as tons of unstable earth and tribal warfare, which is prevalent in the area, threatened the rescue effort. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, an international aid group says more than 2 weeks of fighting between Sudan's military and a notorious paramilitary group over a major city in the western Darfur region killed at least 123 people. It said on Sunday the fighting in El Fasher, the provincial capital of North Darfur province, also wounded more than 930 people. El Fasher has become the center of the conflict between the military and the rapid support forces. The city is the last stronghold still held by the military in the sprawling Darfur region. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the northeast after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a plea to Ukraine's Western allies to help boost air defenses to keep cities safe. Russia has bombarded Kharkiv throughout the war, having reached the outskirts in a failed attempt to capture it in 2022. Rescuers, medics and journalists occasionally had to rush away from the scene of both strikes and take cover on the ground for fear of another one, as has occurred during several recent Russian attacks. Moscow denies deliberately targeting civilians, but thousands have been killed and injured in the 27 months since it invaded Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. French President Emmanuel Macron landed in Germany on Sunday for a 3-day state visit, followed by a bilateral cabinet meeting as the European Union's 2 biggest powers seek to show unity ahead of next month's EU parliamentary elections. Macron's trip to the capital, Berlin, Dresden in the east, and Munster in the west is the first French presidential state visit to Germany in 24 years. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.